thank you, Lord, for the gift of the scriptures. As we reflect on the Bible, make us open to your wisdom, receptive to your will, courageous in our response. Amen. Please be seated. We all go through turbulent periods in our lives. For much of them, we may be blessed with many good things: family, friends, good health, homes, paid work, enjoyable hobbies, and holidays. Then, out of the blue, our lives are disrupted by unexpected adverse events. The death of a loved one, illness, injury, a burglary, redundancy, and many more. All of which have a wider impact on our lives than the immediate event. Impact which may be short-lived or be with us for the remainder of our lives. How we react and respond to such turbulence will depend on a number of factors: how serious the incident is, how we were before the incident, what support we have through and beyond it, and what the predicted end result will be. If we are people of faith, there is an added dimension of how our faith helps us through the turbulence. Does it indeed help? Or are we left doubting, questioning, wondering where God is in it? Will our prayers for help make any difference? What truth is there in the saying, "In all things, God works for good, the good of those who love him"? People of faith we may be, but we are human too, with our own human frailties. It is into such dilemmas that today's reading from Matthew 14, where Jesus calms a wind over the Lake of Galilee and walks on water, can speak to us. This Matthew reading is a variation on similar events recorded in the other three Gospels, where on each occasion, Jesus' presence has a calming effect, not just on the weather, but also on the disciples. Jesus has appeared to have distanced himself from his friends by remaining on the mountainside to pray, whilst descending the disciples by boat to the other side of the lake. The lake, or sea, is huge, some 13 miles long and 7 miles wide. Where, over such a large expanse of water, it's not surprising that winds can soon whip up into storm force. On this occasion, the wind was against them. But a number of them were experienced fishermen, so they should not have been too anxious, you would think. And it was not until the early hours of the morning, the fourth watch of the night, that is between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, that Jesus joins them by walking on the water. This understandably did terrify the disciples. They had witnessed many miracles, but nothing quite like this. Having mistaken Jesus for a ghost, perhaps it was misty, that early hours of the morning, light's not quite true, so it's not surprising that they thought he was a ghost. But his voice begins to ease their fear. They begin to recognize his presence with them. But Peter just needs that extra bit of proof. So ask Jesus, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Jesus simply replies, come. So it is with us. In the midst of the turbulence, in the midst of the storms of life, we might feel Jesus has left us to go it on our own. But if in the midst of such times, we can recall occasions such as this on the Sea of Galilee, if we listen for his simple call to come, come just as we are with many a fear, he will be there for us. He will be there in the gentle, kind words of family members, friends, colleagues, and strangers. Elijah, in the account we heard this morning of him hiding from his enemies in a cave, also heard the Lord's voice, not in the noisy wind, not in the shattering of rocks, not in the earthquake or fire, but in the gentle whisper. The danger for us arises if, like Peter, we are distracted by the events enveloping us and take our eyes off Jesus. If our despair and doubt overcomes us and our faith begins to wane. But still Jesus will be there, offering his hand to lift us back into his presence, calling us to have courage. He is still with us. We have no need to be afraid. Again, the courage to overcome our often well-founded fears may come through the helping hand of another, which may be from those we know and love, but equally may be from a relevant professional person whose work is to restore our health and well-being. Like Peter, we can get that sinking feeling as we become overwhelmed by having too much on our plate. But if we retain our trust in Jesus, concentrating on him to be there underneath all that we go through, we can retain confidence in him to help us with life's knocks. However we feel, Jesus's and God's love and care are constant and true.